Now, the travel situation is another area that's severely impacted by the conflict in the Middle East at the moment. With me on the line to get a better understanding about how the industry is reacting is Áine Donoghue from Tork Travel in Killarney. Áine, good morning to you and thanks for joining me.
Not at all, Gerry. Good morning to you.
Now, look, tell me what you've been dealing with, I suppose, over the last number of days.
What we've been dealing with, number one, is our passengers to Dubai, which obviously is an issue. But not only that, it's that any passengers who were due to fly via Dubai, Abu Dhabi or Doha. So, you know, travelling from Ireland now, most of your long-haul flights will be via one of those because of the direct flights those airlines have out of Dublin. So okay. Any passengers to Sydney, probably. Any passengers perhaps to Thailand, to any of that region would more than likely be going via Abu Dhabi, Doha or Dubai, and their flights okay. are cancelled.
And does that, obviously then, that affects people who are looking to get back from those destinations to Ireland?
Yeah, without any shadow of a doubt, yeah. And which is probably more of a problem for those passengers. The passengers due to travel can cancel and get a full refund or change their dates. That they're not proving to be a problem. But the passengers coming home are most certainly a problem. The flights are incredibly busy via anywhere else, i.e. the Sydney-London or via Singapore or any of those.
Amsterdam routes. Or anywhere like
correct.
That.
Correct. Paris, you'd have Paris, Amsterdam, Singapore, Hong Kong, any of those routes coming in that are avoiding the UAE capitals. You know, so it's quite a problem, you know, and we're doing our best to get our passengers home when they're due to come home. You know, there's no doubt they will probably need to stay where they are a bit longer. Emirates, for instance, have cancelled all flights up until tomorrow. Etihad are cancelled until tomorrow. Qatar have cancelled flights until the 6th of March. And Emirates have cancelled. At the moment, they're only up as far as the 3rd of March, so up until today. But, yeah. You know, we don't know going forward what other flights are going to be cancelled. But hopefully not too many, and that people will come home when they're due to come home, you know?
Yeah. How is the information? How quickly is it coming from airlines to ye, Áine?
We're probably getting it, you know, different airlines are probably getting it nearly hourly. You know, and especially if there's any change. If, you know, what we've got this morning now were those dates, the 4th of March, the 6th of March and the 3rd of March. That's actually from Emirates. We haven't got anything from Emirates just yet today. But that'll be forthcoming if there's any change. So now people will have seen on the news that there were a number of flights left Dubai yesterday. But we actually don't have any idea where those flights went to. You know, so
yes,
it's while we're getting very much up to date information, you know, it's really just the cancellations, which is what's most important to any passenger. Has their flight been cancelled? If your flight is not yet cancelled, you will come under the costs yourself if you choose to cancel it.
Right.
You know,
you have to wait
for the airline to cancel it. Okay. Now they are allowing changes. But you still would need to stick with the airline. You know, you can't change it to come via London or via Paris or Amsterdam or whatever.
Yeah.
That's called a rerouting, but you're not allowed to reroute.
If you move outside of that, then you're paying the own cost yourself. And if you're paying the own cost yourself, then you're going to be paying a huge cost at the moment in the midst of the crisis.
Well, yeah, but if your flight is not yet cancelled and you choose to change, I don't know how to explain it really. If you choose to change your ticket to come via a different route, number one, the different routes are extremely busy because there's an awful lot of pressure on them now because of all the cancelled flights. So the fares are expensive and that would be your own cost. If your flight has been cancelled, your return flight, we're speaking about passengers who are away at the minute. If your return flight has been cancelled and you now need to get yourself home a different way, you again will need to pay the new fare, which is, you know, probably quite high, higher than you'd expect because of the pressure on the flights. But you will get a partial refund on the flight that has been cancelled with Emirates, Qatar or Etihad.
Okay, a partial refund.
You will get a refund that would pay towards your new ticket.
Yes, because that'll be obviously higher.
Yeah.
Is there any option on you to...
Still, you'd be out of cost. And unfortunately, travel insurance, most travel policies do not cover war and terrorism. So it's deemed outside of, you know, outside of the norm, I suppose.
Outside of the norm, outside of their control.
Yeah.
So that won't cover you for your costs for a conflict that breaks out.
Your insurance is not covered when it's war or terrorism.
So Donald Trump wasn't thinking of that when all this thing kicked off anyway, Anya, that's for sure.
I expected it was the least of his problems, perhaps. I don't know.
Probably. Anya, when it comes to the cancellations, if your flight is cancelled, is there any onus on the airline to get you home eventually? Or is it, sorry, your flight cancelled, you'll get the refund and that's it?
Not really. Now, we would feel it our responsibility to get our passengers home as best we can. But the onus is they'll cancel, you know, they'll cancel the flight and they'll give you a refund. And, you know, that'll be up to you then to make your own way back. Similar to COVID, really, you know.
Yeah, when everything stopped and everything halted. Anya, when it comes to that, the longer this goes on, the more flights get cancelled, the more people are put out, the bigger numbers of people who will be scrambling over the next number of days.
And the busier the flights, you know, that are available to purchase, the busier they're going to get. And as they get busier, they will get, the prices will probably go up, you know, which is, you know, it's the name of the game, I suppose, really, the nature of the game. It's very unfortunate. But, you know, people have to just keep an eye on their emails. We're in contact with all our passengers, mostly by phone, but you'll have a time difference if their passenger is in Australia or, if they're, depending on how far away they are. So there's probably a time difference which can matter a bit with regards to phone calls. But keep an eye on emails. We're in direct contact with all our passengers. The airlines will be emailing their direct passengers directly, so just to watch them and make sure they're not gone to junk or they're not disappeared, you know, to tell you that the flight has been cancelled. I find often if you look into the airport departures and arrivals, sometimes it's easier to navigate than the airline's own website. So for instance, if you go into Dublin Airport departures and arrivals for today, you can see quicker whether the flight has been cancelled. I find, that's just me personally now, you get the information quicker.
Yeah. Okay. Anya, look, that's all helpful advice.
And if you can't get through to your airline on the phone, which will be, if you won't imagine the pressure they're under, the airlines, you know, with answering calls and stuff, they are extremely, extremely busy. It's a worldwide, you know, we forget it's a worldwide problem for passengers. You know, all the people who were transiting through three of those major
the Middle East.
Hubs.
And they're major all affected. Hubs, they're all stranded.
Correct.
They feed the world's airlines, really, the world's travel. Okay, Anya, helpful advice. Thanks very much for filling us in what's going on with that.
I was able to help a lot of passengers, but, you know, it's a day-by-day thing now. You just have to watch, you know, what each day and which flights have been cancelled on each day. And as soon as you get notification, then you have to work on that information that you've received, you know.
Yeah. Okay, Anya, listen, we'll leave it there.
Okay.
It is. It's terrible. Anya, thanks for talking to me this morning.
That's no
Anya
O'Donoghue there. Morning.
Great stuff. That's Anya there from Tork Travel in Killarney, giving us her view and her perspective of what's happening on that market and with the air travel.